With their pistols drawn, they approached the door. Juan set his pack on the ground and fished out a length of rubber tubing. He wrapped it around the knob and handed one end to Link while he kept the other. They stood on opposite sides of the door, and Juan pulled at the tubing. The friction of the rubber against the metal knob caused it to turn, and the door clicked open. Had it been set with explosives, Cabrillo's trick would have kept them well out of the blast radius.
"Not even locked," Link commented.
Juan peeked inside.
"No reason it would be. Take a look."
With pearly light shining through the skylights, the warehouse remained murky, but there was enough illumination to see the vast interior was completely empty. When Juan stepped inside, he caught a trace scent of bleach.
"Looks like the Merry Maids beat us here, eh?"
Link joked as he stood at Juan's shoulder. Cabrillo remained silent. He knew in his heart that they would find nothing to incriminate Severance, so there would be no leverage to get Max back.
"Waste of damn time,"
he finally said in disgust. Link was hunched down, examining the floor. He straightened, saying,
"This concrete is pretty weathered. My guess is that it was laid by the Japanese when they built the rest of the prison."
"Why the hell would they need such a large building?"
Juan wondered aloud.
"The ground's too hilly for an airstrip, so it's not a hangar."
"I don't know. Storage of some kind?"
"A factory," Juan said. "I bet they used prisoners of war as slave labor here. God knows they used them everywhere else they occupied."
Juan grabbed his satellite phone, dialed the Oregon, and asked the on-duty communications staffer to plug him through to Eric Stone.
"What's up, boss man?"
Eric asked when he answered the phone in his cabin.
"Do me a favor and check into the Japanese occupation of Bohol Island in the Philippines. I'm interested if they had any prisons or factories set up here."
"Okay, hold on a second."
The connection was so clear he could hear Eric's fingers tapping furiously at his computer terminal.
"I've got something. There was a prison for indigenous criminals opened on the island in March of 1943. It was closed the day MacArthur made his return on October 20th, 1944. It was overseen by something called Unit 731. Want me to run a check on that?"
"No,"
Juan said. It was 118 degrees in the building, and Juan shivered, the blood in his veins suddenly turning to ice.
"I know what that is."
He killed the connection.
"This place was a death factory," he told Link. "Operated by an outfit called Unit 731. The Japanese had factories and laboratories set up all over China during the occupation and were responsible for Japan's biological warfare efforts. There are some estimates that claim Unit 731, and others like it, killed more people than Hitler did in his extermination camps. They experimented on prisoners by subjecting them to every virus known to mankind."
"They got away with it?"
"For years. Another part of their job was to determine the effect of explosives and other weapons on the human body. They would gun down, blow up, or incinerate hundreds of prisoners at a time. You think of any torture imaginable, and I guarantee Unit 731 tested it thoroughly. I recall one experiment where they hung prisoners by their feet just to see how long it would take them to die."
Link had gone a little pale under his ebony skin.
"And this place was one of their laboratories?" he asked, looking around.
Juan nodded.
"And the local Philippine prisoners were the lab rats."
"You thinking what I'm thinking?"
"That Severance chose this place for a very specific reason?"
"Using a toxin on the Golden Dawn after its people were working at an old germ warfare factory can't be a coincidence. Just throwing something out there, but is it possible they all contracted something left over by the Japanese?"
"It wouldn't have killed the crew all at the same time,"
Cabrillo replied.
"I thought of that as soon as Eric mentioned Unit 731. No, it has to be something they created here."
"Do you think it's a bright idea to be walking around without a biohazard suit?"
"We'll be fine,"
Juan said confidently.
Using flashlights and starting at opposite corners, the men examined every square inch of the building. There wasn't so much as a gum wrapper on the floor.
"There's nothing here," Juan admitted.
"Not so fast," Link said. He stooped, brushing his fingers lightly across the painted concrete floor. There was a grin on his face when he looked up at the chairman.
"What have you got?"
"This concrete is new. Not the whole floor, just this section."
Juan noticed it too. An area of the floor was much smoother than the rest and showed no signs of weathering.
"What do you think?" Juan asked.
"Perfect place for a stairwell to a basement level. The size is right."
"Let's find out."
Juan rummaged through his pack for the block of C4 plastic explosives. He molded it to direct its detonative force downward and inserted the timer pencil. A quick glance at Link to make sure he was ready, and Cabrillo activated the detonator.